And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here we go!
Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the show, December the 28th. We're just, 4 days away from a brand new year, 2015. Can't wait. Welcome to the show, Kim. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Thank you. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. How was your Christmas party?
It was pretty decent. Actually, it was my daughter's job Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was okay.
What was the food like?
The food, they had Chinese food, so they had like fried rice. Well, should I say it's a mixture of Chinese and American food. So they had fried rice, they had Swedish meatballs, they had baked chicken, grilled chicken, fried chicken, just like a whole array of just different yummies. And they had, as far as dessert, they had what is it called? I had a small piece. I can't think of it. Well, they had like your basic cakes, strawberry lemon. They had Christmas cookies. They had like cheesecake. It was a lot of different, yummies there. So, yeah, but I just, slowed down and just took in, just.
Did you use some of the advice that we got last week?
Say it again.
Did you use any of the advice that we got last week?
I did, as far as I didn't eat everything, but I taste and took basically what I wanted, but I really, really had like small portions. So, I did.
And your Christmas, we probably haven't really talked since Christmas. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was pretty low-key, laid back. So, I can't talk about that. Yeah, it was pretty low-key. I didn't do much.
We were supposed to have traveled out of town, but because of the snow, we weren't able to go to Ohio. So we really hadn't done anything here at the house as far as decorating or even, purchasing gifts because we were planning on shopping for one another in Ohio. So, it was just like another day. But I was grateful to be alive, thankful that
That's right.
I was born. So the real meaning of Christmas was rang true in this house. But, New Year approaches, and, next week is the launch of our new show, The Will and Kim Show.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited, too. We're going to go ahead and just talk about it now before our guests come on. We have Tracy Mack, who is going to be our first featured guest. She was the first guest when the show first launched, which was our number one show. She was on Passion and Purpose. She's a life coach and an author out of North Carolina. Her new book, Relationships, Nothing But the Truth. She's going to be here to help us start the new year off right. And then I'm going to come in with my segment, which we're going to do Image Matters. I'm going to be answering some of your style, image, hair, makeup submitted questions. So if you have any questions for me, you can submit them through the website or you can email me at info@letsfaceitradio.com. And there is a specific email, I just can't recall it right now, for our show. I'll give that to you later. But for right now, you can email me at info@letsfaceitradio.com if you have any questions that you want me to answer for next week. And Kim, tell them a little bit about your segment.
My segment is called Water for Roses. So basically, that's my little corner where I will just be giving, some little life tidbits. So basically, giving you information about life, purpose, destiny, things of that nature. So just basic, I guess like your basic life coaching. So I will, you know, just give you a little snippet of that.
Excellent.
And then, I'm sorry. The reason why Will could not recall the email because we set up a new email, but I do know it, so I'll just say it. Will's
okay.
email. Will's email is Will W-I-L, and then it's dot the Will and Kim show at gmail.com. And mine is the same, except for the prefix is different. So mine is Kim dot the Will and Kim show at gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. And so every first Sunday of the month will be the yes. Will and Kim show. It will be a special segment on Let's Face It, the Let's Face It radio program. And also in January, we had quite a few people submit information in efforts to want to join the cast because, you know, in February, end of mm-hmm. February, we're going to be starting a full-time cast with the show. And
yes.
in January, you're going to be hearing from the top 9 people submitted information. We have topics ranging from January the 11th, we're going to have church hurt. There's a lot of people who are leaving the church, a lot of people who have been hurt, damaged in their church, and we have some magnificent speakers, pastors, an author here from Chesapeake, who's going to be on to speak about that. And we have topics going all the way to why do people cheat, know your rights, to protect and serve. You know, there are a lot of things going on with the police. You guys need to know your rights. So we have a lot of shows lined up for January. And then we're going to have those people coming in to sit in and guest co-host to see how they like how it feels. So when we come back, we're going to have a couple people are ill. We're going to be missing Yolanda Johnson. Pray for her. We're going to be missing Kawana Jefferson. She has the flu. So that is going around. So we're going to keep them in our prayers. But we're going to be back with 5 other people who are going to help us set this off right, okay? So you're listening
yes.
to Let's Face It. I'm your host, Will Strayhorn, with Kimberly Pitts. We'll be right back.
College is important, but it can also be expensive. College Planning Services is a group of educators, administrators, counselors, and other licensed professionals that work together to provide the necessary services, networks, and information to reach students that are serious about getting a college education. College Planning Services partners with financial institutions, corporate sponsors, and other major players in the global market to strategize in building a pool of information regarding financial aid, scholarships, and funding information to assist students in preparing to access the essential resources to build upon their path to an educational future. Learn more at collegeplanningtoday.com and let us help you start your college career.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus. Life coaching for youth and young adults.
Tired of applying for jobs only to get turned down because of the economy or lack of a degree? What if you can qualify to work for those same Fortune 500 companies without worrying about a degree and work them from the comfort of your home? With JP Employment Services, LLC, enjoy the benefits of making your own hours. Enjoy more free time and earn a great salary. For details, call 678-835-7371. That's 678-835-7371. Or go to www.jpemployment.com. Must be able to pass a background check and certifications. Call JP Employment today.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Welcome back to Let's Face It. I'm your host, Will Strayhorn. And we have, five of my favorite people on the line with myself and Kimberly Pitts. We have Miss Ronice Potts Gray. Hi, Ronice.
Hi, how are you guys?
We have Anthony Collins.
Hello, how are you guys?
Robin Thomas.
Hello, everyone.
And Nate Whitfield.
Hey, everybody, how are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Can he sound any more happy? Is he happy?
No. Welcome to the show.
What is happy?
You know, with him, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But I just want to start by some people didn't tune in when you guys were first on a couple months ago. So I'm just starting with you, Ronnie. Just say your name again and where you're from.
Ronnie Potts Gray from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Anthony?
My name is Anthony Collins, and I'm from Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Robin?
My name is Robin Thomas, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Kim, I don't think people know where you're from. Kimberly?
I am from New York.
All right. And Nate?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Nate. And I'm from the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where the population is about...
Thank you so much.
Wait, what just happened?
It's only an hour show.
You know, this is too much for me. I'm not sure if I can endure it. This is too much.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we know that it has been a really busy year for all of us. You know, I'm in some way or shape or form connected to each of you. We've talked throughout the year, so it's been a big year for all of us. In three words, can you each just tell me three words that describe 2014 for you? And you speak out of turn.
I would say for me, this is Nate. I would say for me, 2014, it started off really good. Everybody knows, or most of my friends know, and I guess the listening audience will know now, that I'm in school for music education, trying to finish my degree. So my January started spring semester, and it started out really well, but I tell you, it ended out really hard. So for me, I would say it was easy. I had an awesome summer, so I had a very busy and full summer, and then my fall was really hard.
Okay. Who's next?
Well, for me, this is Ronnie. This has been a hard year for me. I'm still trusting and believing God. It's the 28th. We have a few more days, and He's going to create a miracle for me in 2014. But I know that 2015 is going to be that much better. So I'm just keeping the faith. You know, life is tough, but we keep on going.
Okay. Were those three words, Ronice?
Yes, there was. They were just like Nate.
Oh, okay, I see.
People I feel like you chose a favorite system because he gave 37 words. I only gave 11, and
shut the show power
and I get
out.
In trouble.
Okay.
And I get in trouble.
Let me give an example to my question. My three words would be exhausting, imbalance.
That's one.
and lonely. Those are my three words to describe 2014.
Let's talk about the lonely one.
Lonely. Do you want to talk about lonely for real?
To the country enough.
It's not even. I have friends. You know what? I'm at that age where my biological. I've talked about this over and over again, and I really want to be a father. I really want to. It's out there. I put it out there, and I'm just longing for that connection where I can train up a little mini me, and that's the loneliness. I mean, I have friends. I have the love of my life. I have all of that. It's just that one thing that I feel is missing. So that's where the loneliness comes in.
Okay. Aww.
Next person.
Okay, me. Okay, I'll go next. This is Kimberly. Mine would be trying, challenging, and overcoming, because I'm overcoming now. So my 2015 will be awesome, yes. Claiming that in the name of Jesus.
Okay. I want to hear Robin.
Oh, okay. This is Robin. 2014 for me started off as being happy. You know, just being able to be alive and being able to see another year. And I'm also in school and working a full-time job and several part-time jobs. So about half of the year became overwhelming. And now I wouldn't say that it's hard or difficult at this point because I'm going through some personal things, but it has become challenging. So I'm looking forward to seeing 2015 as being a powerful year where I'm going to learn to walk in boldness and to conquer some of the things that I have, ideas that I have on my plate that, you know, I'm going to walk in 2015 very bold. Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear. He was talking about 2014. But it was nice to hear where you're going in 2015. Thanks, Robin, for that adaptation.
And you used 13 words.
Anthony?
I think for me, 2014 was first and foremost challenging. Living and working in Northern Virginia while at the same time living in Norfolk, it's a bit challenging trying to create a balance and be stable.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The next one I would say would be regrettable as far as all the lives that were lost within 2014 alone as far as Michael Brown and things of that nature, and just seeing how the government is and how people treat the president and how they really act.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising, I would say for me, I'm a great uncle. My niece found out she was 6 months pregnant in August, so she had the baby in November. So it was surprising because she was told that she could not have children, but at the same time, she found out 6 months after she was already pregnant. So it was a huge shocker for us as a family.
Was she trying to have kids?
Actually, she wasn't.
And then told that she, oh, okay.
She was trying to have kids, I would say, about 2 years ago.
Okay.
But, you know, dealing with that and being told that she was overweight and that she cannot have kids because of, I guess you would say, women issues. The baby, at first she was a bit scared because she didn't know if the baby was going to be okay or not. So then everything was panic mode.
Mm-hmm.
From panic mode to being oversensitive about, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. If I move the baby by pushing my stomach, is that going to hurt him? So it was quite a shocker, but, you know, it all worked out in the end. The baby now is a month old as of November the 23rd. So, you know, God's been good.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Yeah.
You brought up a good point with the all the lives that were lost. With the Michael Brown, race has played a real big issue this year in America. And I think a lot of things were brought to the forefront that needed to be discussed, including the issues with Ferguson, the acquittal of both the officers in New York and in Ferguson. How do you guys feel? Because, you know, prior to them, they were trying to push on us that we were living in a post-racist society. So how do you feel things are going down with the racial? You know, I know we did all the protesting. They were marching even over in the UK in protest against what was happening here with the police and the acquittals, not the acquittals, but them not being indicted here in the States. How do you feel things are going? I know no one will agree that we live in a post-racist society. So how do you think things are going? Do you think things will change now that so much attention has been brought to this subject?
No, absolutely not. Well, especially, I got to say, this is strictly my opinion. Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one.
Okay.
So here's mine.
And they all think.
Yeah, it's so much black-on-black crime, and I just don't see anybody rioting about that. You understand? What has happened, was it fair? In my opinion, no. I can't say it's worth a riot or not worth a riot, but what I believe is that we are rallying together and we're going in the wrong direction. We need, rallying together is one thing, but we need to be smart about it. I just don't think some of the things that have been happening, like rioting and looting and all that, it's just not a smart way. We can make a greater impact by coming together and doing some other things. You understand what I'm saying? It totally makes no sense to riot and loot and burn stuff down. It makes no sense at all.
To a certain degree, I agree with you. It doesn't make any sense because in the midst of the rioting, the biggest thing that's being lost as a nation is communication. We don't communicate as a nation, not effectively across to each other. That's the biggest issue I think that we do have. You know, for someone who's of another race or what have you, they may assume something else when that may not be the case. This is just who we are as a race. You know, sometimes people see black and they're already afraid because of the stigma that comes with us. But communication is key. And we can't communicate effectively if we're boycotting. You know, we all need to, like she said, come together. And if we're going to talk, we need to, like the name of the show, be real. All of us need to sit down, be real, and actually have a conversation with each other. And it starts
at
home.
So are you saying that the problem lies within us and not within, like, the police?
Well, it starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Okay.
The biggest issue right now, a lot of people saying, remember when Trayvon Martin was murdered?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the whole issue of the black-on-black crime came up then. I'm not saying that that's an escape goat from the actual issue, but I will say, you know, we have to hold each other accountable first by starting with ourselves as a race.
Okay. Hey, what were you saying?
No, I was trying to figure out what was the initial question.
Just basically how race issues are going to be handled now moving forward. And do you feel a change with all the marching, all the tension brought to it? Do you think this will finally be a pivotal changing point where, you know, things will go.
I don't believe that
in the police department they'll make changes and reforms and all that to police department procedures. Do you think there'll be a final?
I don't think it will ever change.
Wow.
You know, I believe that things will get better, but it would never change because, as we spoke with our aunt on the other day, who's an educator, and she said that our country was built on lies and people stealing and killing.
This is true.
Because of that fact, they will feel, and I'm going to say they will feel that they always have to lie, kill, and steal to get what they want across. So, but as far as where we play a part in it, I believe that, you know, educating our young people about their own history and where they've come from would help them take them where they're going, because we didn't have those, our ancestors or our civil rights leaders that got us to this point. They didn't riot. They didn't burn down buildings. But if it took that just to get attention, but it was just done a different way. But I do applaud everyone who's out there marching and protesting peacefully for change. I do believe they will see some sort of change, but it's not going to be what we want. It's going to be the, it's going to, it's what's happening now is just recircling of what happened in Dr. Martin Luther King's day. It's
okay.
just not as strong, it's not as visible or prevalent, but it's still present.
The same issue. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can agree with that.
Yes, and I feel, this is Robin, and I feel that in today's time, we don't have a strong black leader like Dr. Martin Luther King. Al Sharpton don't count.
Okay,
so,
wait a minute.
You know,
what just happened? Wait, I think I missed something. What did you just say, the last sentence?
I said Al Sharpton don't count.
Why is he not existing? Why is he not counting?
Well, Al Sharpton, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King was visible at all times. Not, you know, even though he had the marches going on for, you know, segregation and equal rights and, you know, people of all colors being treated fairly. So in this day and time, we just don't have a strong black leader or leaders to come forth and say, okay, this is what we're going to do as a people. Start off with your own people and then including other races also. So when Dr. Martin Luther King had his marches, it just wasn't black people all the time. He had white people marching with him during the civil rights movement. So, you know, when you have someone of great value and status and who can lead the people, then it starts from there, not when something happens or one of our own gets murdered or shot or and nobody pays the price for it. Then that's when we start getting on our feet and we start marching and protesting. And then now nobody's marching or protesting because, you know, in the media, it kind of died down until something else happens.
Mm-hmm. But
so
then
we need to be marching all the time, not sometimes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But another thing, Robin, excellent point. But it goes back to what Will was saying when he asked the question, do we feel that it's still prevalent or has it gotten better? But the thing is, they want us to feel it's gotten better. So the reason why Martin Luther King and that his crew, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all of those who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, was because it was a movement.
Right.
And back then they needed, it was something that was continuously going on until
exactly.
they passed the Civil Rights Bill. Right?
Exactly.
However, now we only march for situations.
Exactly.
When this happened, so I believe that it, for me, as my strongest, my strongest opinion is education. We have to educate each other or our children, black men, especially black men. We have to educate them to be leaders. If we educate them and we put them out into this world educated, then we have less situations such as Ferguson or Trayvon Martin and those situations because they know how to handle themselves. Because if you look at all of the videos with the police officers, these kids are literally, they have a disdain for the police.
Uh-huh.
It's not
and a lot of what we see of what happened, it's what the media is choosing to show us.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know, nobody deserves to die in cold blood that way. That is not what I'm saying. However, there's a lot of pieces that are missing that we know nothing about. And so what we see is created for us to form a specific opinion. There we go, being puppeted again because of our ignorance or because of, you know, some people lack of education and blah, 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 blah. But it's just a really, really fine line. You understand what I'm saying? It's a really, really fine line. But
So we agree that we still have some ways to go.
Yes.
I agree.
We still definitely have a way to go. Okay, and it's going to take a collaborative effort. We can't leave it to the police. We can't leave it to the president because we see they're fighting him on every hand. So it's gonna be up to us as a people and a community to finally come together on something and help make a difference.
And church can't do it either.
Yeah, the church can't. Yeah, the church got their own issues. Tune in January 11th. We're gonna talk about some of the church's issues.
Love that show.
You better say it.
But moving forward, we will all agree. We've all been told that. In America, you're innocent until proven guilty. Everybody's heard that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to hear everybody say yes, right? Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's talk about Mr. Bill Cosby. Mr. Bill Cosby. I don't know why in my spirit. I feel like he probably did something, but I don't know. To date, it's, what, 20? I think it's 21 people. I did my research. It's 21 women so far have come forward. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm wondering if everybody's telling the same lie. I mean, come on. You understand what I'm saying? How many people can get together, corroborate, I mean, the same lie? I mean, how many, it's like, it just really, it makes you wonder. Of course, I mean, we weren't there, but it's like somebody either really, either he did a good job hiding it up until now, or somebody really, really got it in for him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree. And then
so
many women, yes, and
how many women wait
so long to come out with their stories. And then some of these women are like in their 60s, and that happened to them when they were in their 20s, which
one,
don't even make
like
sense.
18.
Yes.
Women, one is 18. One was 18.
When it happened. When it supposedly happened.
I'm a little slow. Okay.
Yeah, but I just want to read because I think Bill Cosby's what, in his late 70s? And I was reading something on Facebook, and somebody had posted that their belief was that it was a type of a conspiracy against him. Because when you first, because, you know, these allegations aren't new. Some people came forth in the 90s. With these same allegations, and I think one person got paid off or something. But there were other women who were just kind of like, shush. But it was during a time when he was trying to purchase, I believe, a network.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, well, recently he was back in the process of trying to begin and purchase another network. And now all of these allegations are coming forth again. And I guess they say if they can't destroy him by, you know, sending him to jail because I think they passed the statute of limitations, they're going to, you know, destroy him monetarily. So I just want to go through some brief things through ever since November, things that have happened to him. And he hasn't even been proven guilty yet. So on November 18th, Netflix indefinitely shelved all the Bill Cosby shows or anything with him, stand-up specials, all that were set to air. And there was a special that was set to air during Thanksgiving week. They canned all that. November 19th, nearly all remnants of the Cosby Show vanished from the airwaves as TV Land pulled all of the Cosby Show reruns from the schedule, and NBC scrapped the sitcom it was developing with him. He was in the process of doing another show. So with the reruns being canceled, that's affecting all the other casts who were getting paid from that as well.
Right.
November 21st, multiple theaters canceled upcoming appearances by Cosby, including the Treasure Island Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas and the Virginia Theater in Illinois. December 1st, Cosby resigned from his position at Temple University on their board of trustees. And December 4th, New York Theater canceled two upcoming Cosby performances. And the Navy strips him of his honorary chief petty officer designation. In Los Angeles, they vandalized his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And December 15th, Spelman University dropped its endowed professor position named after Cosby. And, you know, him and his wife had already donated like $20 million to that university throughout the history. Like I said, as to date, 21 women have come forth. So he's pretty much ruined, and he hasn't even been necessarily proven guilty for that.
So what is it that they want him to do? Because I don't even understand, even if he, I know, I'm definitely not siding with what was done, but at a time now, what is it that, if he came out and said, I done it, I did it, Beverly, you right, I did it, Dennis, I did you.
He better not say it. I will talk him in the throat. He better not say it.
Then what in the world, what would they want him, what's going to happen after that?
To be honest with you, Nate, you know what? I believe? I believe it's not what is going to happen because, you know, they're already past the statute of limitations. I believe what they want to happen is already happening.
Well, what is it that they want? Basically,
they hit him in the pocket. All the things.
But listen,
Bill
Cosby never worked another day in his life. If Bill Cosby went and sat down with Camille in the house for the rest of their life, for the rest of his life, he would still be a well taken care of man.
Yeah,
but he won't be a happy man.
Yeah, he won't be happy. He will continue to be wealthy, but that's clear.
Well, you know, the growth happiness depends on happiness.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
I'm going to tell you.
For the
money,
majority
money,
of his life.
Joy,
money,
oh, Jesus.
Money ain't everything, but
oh,
it's
you
right the hell
over me
or
you won't.
For the majority of his life, Bill Cosby has enjoyed the father next door image. They have totally shot that. During his during his funeral, this is probably going to fill up the first three paragraphs of his obituary because this is what they want people, because he's already late age, this is what they want people to remember about him. So, they, like you said, they've already destroyed him. He'll never step foot in the jail, but they've hit him in the pocket, and the reputation that he's built by his body of work has been tarnished.
I agree with that, but has anyone thought about the number of white men who have did what he has done or what he's being accused of, and then some?
Well, them people need to come forth too. It's again fine line. For whatever reason, somebody pissed off about something, and whether he did it or not, at this late stage, they coming out with it, and it may have been some Puerto Rican men that did the same thing too, and they just ain't pissed the right person off. You understand what I'm saying? I personally don't think it's an African American. I'm not saying that's what you're saying. I know that's not what you're saying, but I just think he pissed somebody off.
Well, I have a question. I want to know.
Well,
you know, I understand about the Mike Brown situation and the segregation and the black-on-black crime and Bill Cosby. But what the heck ever happened to the Ebola virus?
Okay, it disappeared. You didn't get that memo?
Who was that?
It just disappeared.
I think that was Robin who was just saying until the next big story comes on. And then, you know, that's pushed out of the picture. But I think somebody in Atlanta just got exposed to some type of Ebola.
Somebody where?
In Atlanta. They were in a lab, I believe, and something happened. Tonight another plane went missing. With the Ebola. They got contact. Ebola. It depends on where you are. Ebola.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Ebola in France.
Can I just go back just to the Bill Cosby situation. I just wanted to make a statement, which I just thought about. We all know, like, you know, it's no big secret that we all know that Hollywood is racist. Okay, so for black people, I think that most racist people, and, you know, and I'm not trying to cause any type of controversy, this is just my viewpoint. And for the record, no, I am not a racist, but I'm just, you know, going by what I'm seeing, you know, and also my experiences as a black woman. But I believe that racist people, they will only, you know, as a black person, and especially in Hollywood, they will only allow you, so to speak, to go but so far in your career. So they will, you know, allow you, like, you know, basically, well, like Bill Cosby, they, like, you know, allow him to be, like, you know, how can I put it, like America's, you know, favorite dad, you know, so he's been there for years. So I think that they sort of put black people, black popular, famous people, included athletes in a box. And so as long as they have the top on the box, okay, they feel like, okay, you can be famous up to a certain degree. Like, you know, you can hit that ceiling, but they want you to stay there. Once you go beyond what they expect for you to do or think that you can do, hence, Will, when you mentioned about him purchasing a network, which, you know, I read about that too. I think that that's what caused, you know, all this, like, you know, controversy, like, you know.
Yeah, they said you don't go too far now.
Yeah. So, you know, so for, like, you know, all we know, they could have paid whoever they is, you know, paid someone to come out and, you know, mention this. You know, and then you have other people that are trying to, like, you know, revitalize. Yeah, you know, then you have people that are trying to, like, you know, become famous, you know, now. So, you know, anyone can come out and say, oh, well, you know, he, you know, raped me too. He, like, you know, everybody wants that, you know, fame. They want to get paid. So, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, he's totally innocent. Like, you know, maybe he could have, you know, we don't know. But, you know, it's amazing to me how he is convicted with no proof. But yet you have police officers killing, you know, black people, like, you know, black men, black youth, black women, like, you know, and then even, you know, Spanish people. Like, I saw, like, another video of this Spanish guy get shoot down, like, in cold blood. And he's like, you know, this was like broad daylight and he gets shot. So, you know, it's amazing to me how they have all this video footage of, like, these police officers and, like, you know, other people. Like, you know, basically creating crimes, like, you know, killing people. And then you have Bill Cosby, if no proof, nothing. And he's already convicted, you know.
That's right.
And his, like, reputation is tarnished, you know. Like, you know, it's amazing to me. So,
yeah,
you
would
know.
Would it, like, tomorrow, if they find out all the ladies is lying, the day after, it'll be ooh, sorry, Bill. Now continuing with our regularly scheduled show.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, amazing to me. And, you know, I've seen a lot. I've experienced, you know, a lot of racism in New York, which is like a melting pot of people, you know, but also moving here to Virginia. You know, it's just amazing to me how closed-minded people are, and they just hate a race, and sometimes never even having, you know, a negative experience, or maybe they could have had one negative experience, but they just, like, you know, see the whole race as one.
Right.
So, you know, that's just my feel on that.
And we're
always
talking
to y'all as well, because, you know, I understand. Sometimes you see one bad apple do spoil the whole bunch. So sometimes, you know, when I see y'all at school, I try not to talk to y'all because I know y'all not good for my education. So, Kim, I do understand what you're saying. However, it's true. All right. Just wanted to end.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I've already asked you guys about your words to describe 2014. So looking forward to 2015, I want you to create a phrase, a slogan, or a single word that will describe your intended 2015. I'm going to be the first example. I've actually done this each year. I always have a word as my goal. 2013, my word was prepare. 2014, this past year, my word was grind. I was really, if you know me, I was really doing a lot, trying to get it in. 2015, my whole word is balance. I want balance in my life. So going forward, what is your slogan, your theme, or your single word or your phrase to set your 2015?
Well, I already told you guys mine, and mine is boldness. And I'm looking forward to walking into 2015 with boldness in my attitude and how I dress, being fierce, confident, and everything that I do. And the scripture says you have not because you ask. So in 2015, I will be asking and being large and in charge in
2015.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's right.
Oh. Well,
since Robin and quoted a scripture, I want to quote a scripture too.
Okay. You
one
know
of my
what?
Favorite scriptures is... My mind drew a blank.
You got it. Okay.
You know what?
Wait a minute. I just want to let the listeners know I read my Bible.
You can't remember it.
One of my favorite scriptures, and it's one of the reasons why I went back to school.
What in the world? Oh, my God.
I'm going to just go to somebody else.
Yeah, that's okay.
Looking it up.
Kim, what's your word?
Mine, okay, I have two. So my first word is vision, and then my second really is like two words. So enlarged territory.
All right.
And I'm looking into expanding, yeah.
All right. Anthony?
I think mine has changed. It's somewhat of a slogan, then I have a piece of another one. The first one is making a change starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
And to tag on to that, it's somewhat like Michael Jackson, his song, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, so in order for me to make a change, I have to really look and focus on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ronis.
I guess my little sentence would be take it by force, and my one word would be commandeer.
Would be who?
Commandeer, like to see.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
just, you know.
Like the what?
That's where I am. Just commandeer. When you find your Bible, find your thesaurus, too. I'm Nate.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. Y'all have really been a blessing.
Nate, you told me today what yours was.
Well, for 2015 is going to be maximizing my potential. But yeah. I had a scripture to go with it.
Child, you know you don't read nobody's Bible.
I want to take the opportunity to always witness. I don't get to get out much to witness. So when Will let me onto the radio station, I want to witness. But I left my scripture.
Failed again.
But, yes, I just want to maximize my potential in 2015.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Okay. And so with everything that you've experienced, what were any major life lessons you learned from this past year? I'll start again. I think a lot of my problem, which I'm going to release in 2015, is what people think about me. I've already started that.
Wow.
That held me back from doing so much. I have been like on this spiritual high for the past like 2 weeks. Nigga, sometimes walk in the office, I'm in tears just thinking about all that I could have done. God just, showing me in reflection all that I could have done if I was just trusting him, not thinking about what other people thought and just stepped out. Cause now I see people doing things that he told me to do a long time ago. So in 2015, I'm really going to care less what you think about me, talk if you may, but just see that I'm going forward doing things that God called me to do. And that's it. Okay. Next person.
I hope that worked for me. I felt like that was to me. Let me tell you what I think about in 2015. You know what? For me, I think 2014 taught me to persevere, because I'm not a racist either, but I love black people. And I've had some issues this year, if I could say that I feel taught me that I have to learn who I am, what's the reason why I'm here, and persevere through that. So so. And even with the situations, even with our president, everything that he's gone through, where he's standing, he's had to learn to persevere, you know. And even with our community, where we're at now, protesting for our civil rights, for and not just for civil rights, but for rights of everybody, we have to remember that we have to persevere. We have to know that we have to get somewhere, not just doing it for the moment, but to do it to achieve a goal or achieve whatever. So for me, 2014 was to persevere, and I'm going to maximize everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that God made me to be in 2015.
All right.
Amen.
What was your number one life lesson that you learned in 2014?
Well, my number one life lesson was, as I said before, I'm in school, and I took this amazing class on the psychological models of self-awareness, which I've learned a lot about myself, and to listen, because in the past, I would hear somebody talking, but I wouldn't exactly be listening, so I would want them to hurry up and finish the conversation and be quiet. But I've learned not only to listen to others, but also to listen to God and to stop and listen and know, because in the scripture it says, you know, listen that you know that I am God. So I've learned to listen and not to talk so much, because he gave us two ears to listen and one mouth to speak. So that means that he wants us to listen more. So in 2015, I'm going to learn to listen not only to the people around me, but to focus and stop and listen to him more.
All right. Okay.
Ronice. Well, I like my life, my lesson in 2014. If it ain't working, cut it out. Yesterday.
Amen.
Cut it out. Don't the hell try to hold on to it. Cut it out, whatever it is, whoever it is, immediately cut it out. You know it ain't working when it ain't working. Don't try to act like it ain't working. Don't try to act like you think it's working. Yeah, you can fix it. You know you can't fix it. You know you can't fix her. You know you can't fix him. You know you can't fix a situation. You only have control of yourself. Cut it out really quickly. And if you don't, you're going to be miserable as hell.
Once again, I think that was towards me.
No, it wasn't, Nate, not this time. But I would have said, and Nate, that's for you, sweet baby. But this time, it's not about you this time, Nate. Okay?
Anthony,
find your Bible. Find your Bible and your Thesaurus.
Anthony, what's your biggest life lessons for 2014?
This year, I would say, for me, it was things happen. I learned personally that people don't drown by falling in the water. They drown by staying in the water. Say that again?
No, I was saying staying in the water. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I mean by that is, for me, things happen. You just can't sit and wallow in your issues. You know, get up, move out of the way, and persevere and press forward. If it happened once, at least this time you know how to correct it in the future.
Exactly. I like that one. I like that.
So you say people don't drown by standing in the water, but by falling
in the water. They drown by staying in the water.
Not nobody holding them. Damn. Okay.
Okay.
They overthink it. Okay. Kim.
Mine would be that it's okay to release people from my life. And so those would be, it could be family, friends, coworkers, whoever. So those would be people that I see, they try to work hard to destroy, cause chaos, and, just like wreak havoc. So it's okay to release people.
Nate, I think
Tim,
that
you
was
just
you.
Met me. Got an issue with me,
I do. That sounds Wait. Like you all the way around, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. We have like 6 minutes left in the show. I want to know, what are you most grateful for this year? What are you most grateful for? I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for my health. You guys know I had a kidney transplant. I'm approaching 3 years, which is a pivotal point for a transplant patient. February 11th will be my three-year anniversary. And no issues, none whatsoever, other than that I've gained 50 pounds. Cannot get these 50 pounds off of me, but I feel great. God is good, and there's quite a few things that he's taking me through that. Stay tuned in 2015. I guess I'm going to allow him to use me to help other people who have gone through some of these things. But I'm grateful for my health, and I'm grateful for Nate for being there every step of the way. And all of you.
Yay.
I am grateful that you said that. You know, because you didn't have to say my name specifically, but I was waiting to hear it. But I'm grateful.
I think he was talking about you, Nate.
Oh, okay. But there are so many things that I'm grateful for. I, too, am grateful for my partner of 18. We've been together for so long. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my life that I live. I'm grateful for my gifts and my talents. I'm grateful for this show because it has opened up my eyes in so many ways. Congratulations to Will on being number one several times this year.
That's his
new co-host, Kim. I'm grateful for every person on this phone that I've shared my life with this year.
Oh.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. I'm crying.
Okay. Oh, put the phone on me, please.
Wait. I don't want to cry. Don't cry.
Anthony, what are you grateful for?
Opportunity.
I'm grateful because Anthony and I are going to Miami in June. We made that plan this evening, so it's time to get my body right. I'm grateful
Woo!
For that. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, honey.
Oh, okay. Opportunity.
Going to Miami for a vacation?
Just
okay.
to get
yes.
away.
2015 is balanced, Dave. I'm not going to be in that shop every day.
Okay.
For the women's convention.
Anthony, go ahead. I'll deal with him afterwards.
Thank the Lord. Oh, my soul.
I said opportunities.
Okay.
Just opportunities alone. You know, God has blessed me to go through a lot of opportunities this year, well, have a lot of opportunities this year. You know, I'm truly grateful for the friendships, i.e. Will and Nate, Robin and everyone else that he has allowed me, you know, to get close to. And yes, you too, Ronnie.
Are you talking about me?
I always talk about you. Ronnie is nothing but love.
I'm gonna cry.
And let's go through Robin and Ronnie very quick. We have just a few more minutes.
Well, for me, I am grateful for my life, my health, and each day I'll be getting stronger and stronger. I'm grateful for my two wonderful children who my daughter got her master's degree and has her career, and I have one left that I need to send him on his way so he can stay out of my pockets, and he's in my car right now, but I am so grateful to have, you know, wonderful friends such as, you know, Will, Nate, Ronice. Anthony has just made, you know, my life just so wonderful, and Nate just keeps me laughing all the time. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for my circle of friends that I've come in contact with over the years.
Yeah, me too. To piggyback off of that, I'm just really, really grateful for everybody on this phone because I know everybody on this phone at so many different levels. You know, Kim, I know her on a couple of personal, you know, levels. She's helped. Many of you know I have a child with special needs. She's helped take care of my son on a monthly basis, and I'm just excited about that. And Anthony and Will and Nate and Robin, you guys came into my life kind of all at once. So it's just like a firework, if you will. So it
was a bit overwhelming, wasn't it?
Yes, Lord. Geez, I'm trying to recover. But no, I'm excited. I love you guys so much. You all mean so much to me. So is the music starting?
Show starting, and we have a great guest again, Tracy Mack, coming on to talk about her book, Relationships,
yes.
Nothing But the Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, you know you had some announcements you wanted to make?
Will and I have a Twitter account, so the Twitter account is at the Will, W-I-L, and A-N-D, Kim Show, but it's S-H-O, is no W. And also, I'm having a life class that will be beginning January the 8th. And to register for that, you would need to go to https://lifeclass2015@eventbrite.com.
Right. That's awesome. Well, Kim, you ready for next week?
Yes, I am. Are you ready?
You are. I'm ready. Well, let's face it, in life, you're going to be faced with many choices. The most important choice you will ever make is when you choose to be bold. Be beautiful. Make the choice to be you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Face It with Will Strayhorn and friends on the Survival Radio Network. Please be sure to visit us on the web often at letsfaceitradio.com for the latest in show information, including upcoming shows, special guests, spotlight interviews, as well as exciting, innovative ways that you can be part of the show. So tune in next week for real people, real topics,
real talk.
Let's face it.
Macy's Backstage has everything to help you get a fresh start, including active gear from brands you love. Reebok, Fila, K-Swiss, and more. Hurry in and find the best booties of the season, starting at $19.99. And pamper yourself. Bring the spa home with fragrant candles, aroma diffusers, even salt lamps, starting at just $5.99. Best of all, look for incredible markdowns in every department all month long. Macy's Backstage, off price, on trend, arriving daily. Find your store at macysbackstage.com. Macy's Backstage has everything to help you get a fresh start, including active gear from brands you love. Reebok, Fila, K-Swiss, and more. Hurry in and find the best booties of the season, starting at $19.99. And pamper yourself. Bring the spa home with fragrant candles, aroma diffusers, even salt lamps, starting at just $5.99. Best of all, look for incredible markdowns in every department all month long. Macy's Backstage, off price, on trend, arriving daily. Find your store at macysbackstage.com.